Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. A recent decision by the U.S. Treasury Department is a major win for tribes and tribal sovereignty. It puts tribes on the same level as states when it comes to determining how services are taxed. Advocates call the decision historic. O.J. Seaman Sr. is the executive director of the Coalition of Large Tribes, which was instrumental in pushing for the change in federal tax law. Seaman's is Rosebud Sioux. He says the average person may not know much about specific language and obscure tax policy, but this is a decision that almost all tribal citizens will benefit from.
What the core of this is actually tribes getting the United States government to recognize the treaties and the sovereignties of the tribe, and to actually get the Internal Revenue Service to conform with its own constitution. So this is a long road that has been taken 100 plus years to get to where the government actually has recognized the treaties of the tribes, the sovereignty, and it allows for traditional and cultural programs to be created that aren't under the scrutiny of taxation by the federal government. This, again, is so historic. It means hundreds of millions of dollars for tribal members. With these new regulations, the tribes are in equal status with the states in determining what is taxable and what is not taxable. So this will actually let the tribes take care of traditional and cultural means.
Seaman says among the immediate benefits of the decision is an end to routine IRS audits, freeing up tribal staff time and resources. Lynn Malerba is the chief of the Mohegan tribe and the former U.S. treasurer. She says the decision allows tribes more creativity in supporting businesses best suited to their locations, cultures, and goals.
The only way we can provide services to our tribal citizens is through robust economic development on our lands. Tribes have been asking for the same consideration, that if a tribe has a wholly owned corporation, that those revenues should not be taxed because the revenues are specifically provided to our tribal citizens in the form of services. It has taken a long time to get there, but we're there now. Prior to this regulation being passed, it was chilling to tribes to think about, would we be able to be profitable if we were heavily taxed on various sectors of the economy and various sectors of economic development? So this provides tribes certainty in taxation.
Chief Malerba says the change is a good example of the federal government consulting with and truly listening to tribal interests to reach a conclusion that benefits all sides. Herschel Gorham is the lieutenant governor of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes. He says the previous tax rules tribes had to work under required time-consuming and costly work to comply with. He says this frees up the economic development potential for his tribe.
We had an existing program that we as a tribe, we call it HOPE, which stands for Helping Our People Excel, where we were able to provide certain services to tribal members, primarily based on a low-income need, like payment for utilities or payment for rent or payment for mortgage or payment for food assistance, payment for athletic shoes, you know, stuff like that. And thankful to the General Welfare Exclusion Act and the clarity on that, we're now allowed to make those determinations ourselves as to what we consider to be tax exempt from federal income tax. So that can be a whole wide range of things, including cultural activities as well. So for us, that's huge. I mean, it provides a safeguard to the tribes. It allows us to expand our tribal sovereignty because we're the ones that are in control of that when it comes to gaming revenues. Also, we talk about being able to justify lavish and extravagant. Tribes now have to make those determinations themselves and not the IRS.
The National Congress of American Indians says Treasury's actions resolve decades of uncertainty that constrain tribal economic development, and that the process to get there provides a model for how tribal consultation can produce durable, sovereignty-affirming policy. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.